This is HPR episode 1856 entitled SSH Config. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 12 minutes long. The summary is Klaatu talks about SSH Config.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
You're listening to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Klaatu, and today I wanted to talk about SSH config. And you might be thinking, well, SSH config, everyone knows about SSH config. That's the place that you go to disable root login and disable password login and change your port and all those other things. But that's actually not the SSH config to which I refer. The one I'm talking about is the one that may or may not live inside of your .ssh folder in your home directory. So this is something that I actually myself just sort of found out about quite recently, maybe a couple of months ago. I was setting up for someone a FileZilla file, or it's a FileZilla like preference type of file, and in FileZilla, different accounts or different servers, you can create different servers to go to different bookmarks, I guess, to go to different servers. And one of the things that I realized I needed to do was I needed to be able, just within FileZilla, to be able to use SFTP, so that's FTP over SSH protocol, to sign into certain, you know, one server or another. But there was no way, like on the command line, for instance, let's say that you have, say you have two server accounts, a foo.com and a bar.com server out there in the world, and for one you want to use a specific key, and for the other you want to use a different key, for whatever reason. And on the command line, the way that you would do that is you would just do, I'm just simplifying, the simplest possible command would be SSH dash I for identity file, and then you would point it to the identity file that you want to use, so that would be tilde dot SSH, let's just call it foo underscore RSA. And that's what you would, and then you would Klaatu at foo.com. And then SSH would know to use foo underscore RSA rather than, say, your default, which usually the default, other, you know, if you didn't do anything specific, is ID underscore RSA. So, and then to go to bar, you would go SSH dash I, or space dash I, space tilde slash dot SSH slash bar underscore RSA, and then Klaatu at bar.com. So I needed that functionality, but I needed it to be automated. I did not have the option of doing all of that on the command line, because for this user, it was going to be a bookmark in FileZilla. Okay, so that's when I found out about personal SSH config files. And they're pretty easy to create and to use. And the first step is to simply touch tilde slash dot SSH slash config. Now that that exists, you can open it up and start putting things into it, or you can just echo this stuff into it. However you manage your own text files, that's your business. The point being, we could do, let's say we're going to set up, again, just foo.com, bar.com. So we would say, in the config file that we've just created, host space foo.com, and then underneath that host, I like to indent it, I do hostname foo.com, identity, next line, identity file slash home slash Klaatu slash dot SSH slash foo underscore RSA, and protocol 2. I don't know if the protocol 2 is strictly necessary, but I go ahead and define it because the example that I found did so. And then a couple, you know, little bit of white space, and then do a new host. Host space bar.com, host name bar.com, identity file slash home slash Klaatu slash dot SSH slash bar underscore RSA, and protocol too. So you've got essentially four line stanzas of the host foo.com. That's what when you type in SSH CLAT2 at foo.com, it's going to search the config file for a host with the name foo.com. The host name is foo.com. Identity file is pointing to your SSH key, and then protocol is two, unless you happen to know better. Maybe you're using something else. I don't know. So with all of that in the config file, in your little personal little config file, you can pretty much start using it, and using it is really, really simple. Rather than doing SSH space dash I path to key file username at host name, all you do is just SSH normally, just SSH CLAT2 at foo.com. It will see the foo.com host in my config file. It will use that host name. So that's hostname.com. It will use the identity key that I'm pointing to. So in that case, it would be slash home slash CLAT2 slash dot SSH slash foo underscore RSA. And of course, it'll go over protocol too. So that'll get me into my foo.com server. And I didn't even have to specify the key file. And the same goes for the bar.com server. It would detect, it would find that I'm referring to a host that I have in my config file, and then log into that thing with that identity file. So it's very handy. It's not like super handy, but it does come in handy sometimes, specifically again for things where you're not actually interacting with SSH directly on a command line, and maybe you can't, maybe there aren't places for extra options or something like that. I honestly don't remember exactly why I felt like I had to do it that way for FileZilla. I just remember that for some reason that was the answer that I did. And it has since come in very handy for like my backup scripts. I use rdiff backup for my backing up scripts, so I can have a specific key file that my cron job uses in order to get into my home server that's using that is serving as my backup drop-off point. I know it's not off-site, so sue me. Yes, and that's the config file. If you look at man SSH underscore config, you'll see pretty much everything I've talked about and a whole lot more. You'll find that the config file, I mean, pretty much anything that you personally do on the command line when SSHing, can basically be just passed to the config file, and then you can just use that. So in other words, like if you do SSH dash P999 CLAT2 at foo.com normally, then the dash P, of course, is saying go to this port. Instead of 22, go to this port, 999 or whatever. So you could put the port keyword in your config file under that host name, the foo.com host block, and just tell it what port to use, 999. And from then on, whenever you SSH to CLAT2 at foo.com, it will use port 999, the identity file that you're pointing to, and so on. So there are a lot of options. Don't feel like really you have to do anything on the command on the command line itself. And I guess you could file it under interesting pranks as well. You can use the host name in the config file to give it the actual host name to use. So for instance, for your host, like host foo.com, that first line, that's the host is the host name argument given on the command line. So I could put like SSH, Well, I could just do SSH foo, I guess. And I mean, normally that would default to your local network. But if you flag foo as your host in your config file and then pass a host name, then as foo.com, then that I guess canonicalizes the host name to the correct thing, foo.com, or whatever. I mean, it could be anything. So I guess I'm wrong. It wouldn't necessarily be a prank. Where I was going with that originally was, hey, you could do a prank and do, like, you know, SSH foo.com resolves to hostname bar.com, and that would confuse your friends. But, I mean, in actuality, there's obviously an actual reasonable use for that. I just happen not to use it that way. I just always put my host and hostname as the same thing right now because, I don't know, I just never thought really to shorten things or make things easier. So there you go. That is the config file for SSH. It is not the one located in /etc. You do not need root privileges to edit that thing. You can make your own little personalized config options right in your own .ssh folder. And, of course, they'll kind of be portable now because you can just take your .ssh folder anywhere with you, and then you'll always have the same identity files and the same options when you use your SSH command. It will point to all the right places. So that's been kind of neat for me. Like I say, it hasn't been, I wouldn't say it was life-changing by any means, but it has been quite nice. It's been kind of helpful here and there. So give it a try if you think that sounds useful. I think that's about all I have to say on the subject. So this has been Hacker Public Radio. And again, my name is Klaatu, and I will talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.